So you have in front of you is a piece from the Nesiva Shalom. This piece is going to address how all the mitzvahs of Purim is trying to perfect the person and all the relationships that we have, and I'll explain in a moment. He says like this, we know the famous halacha, one of the strangest halachas in all of Torah, is Chai Vinish Lipsume Bepuria Adla Yoda Bein Oraham L'Baruch Mordechai. That a person has a mitzvah to get drunk, Lipsume Bepuria, to get drunk on Purim, Adla Yoda. Adol Yoda, until he doesn't know the difference between Aruch Haman and Baruch Mordechai. It's a very, very strange concept. It's one of the strangest, it's arguably the strangest mitzvah in all the Torah, to do something that throughout the year is absolutely awesome, but for some reason, it's a mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. A big mitzvah that everyone's very makbid on. And which is fine, it's fair enough. Everyone's got to enjoy yourself. But the question is like this. He says, this mitzvah is very hard to understand. Purim is a very holy day. If you learn the Svarim, which I've been spending the last couple of days going through, the Svarim talk about Purim, it's mamish. Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Purim is v'napoichu. It's a day that Yeshua comes to Klal Yisrael from places that we're not usually zeicha to. And that's the day. He says, there's many, many holy aspects of Purim. Shuki Yom Kippur. V'yom Kabbalah Satayra, it's like Yom Kippur. It's also like Kabbalah Satayra, it's like Shavuos, because we know that Klal Yisrael wasn't Mekabal the Torah, B'leiv Shalim. Hadar V'kiblua, they were Mekabal it fully on Purim. So it's like Yom Kippur, it's like Shavuos. It's like Pesach, because we got saved. It's all rolled into one day. He says, "Haynu madrega yosik v'oyim emaimin har Sinai." It's higher than Har Sinai. He says, "Gam eis mechias amolik." It's a day that we can able to overcome amolik. Tzadik says that if you have a couple that can't have children, that the skula, the greatest day of the year for them to have children, is Purim. Boy kolapoishi anoisim loy. It's a day that we give aniyim indiscriminately. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us spiritually as well. It's mamish, one of the most chashuv days of the year. L'chayra, the holier a day, the more it needs yishav adas. The more you need to be able to focus, the more you need to be able to control yourself, and to be roi, to mekabel all these things. So that's the day that we're going to get hammered. Doesn't make sense. It's a very, very strange halacha. And he says, L'chayra, drushla, l'chol, harbe, yishav adas. Ve'imis yashav, imachiv, l'psumi, b'puri. It doesn't make sense. So how do we understand Chayvinish Lipsume Bepuria on a deeper level, more than just drinking? More than just drinking. How do you understand Chayvinish Lipsume? So he says like this, Haderech Avoida, on Ashkafic level, Yesh Levar, Sherumiz Beloshen Hamaimer. He says, look at the actual Loshen. It's Chayvinish Lipsume Bepuria. It doesn't say Chayvinish Lipsume Beyayin. It doesn't say you have to get drunk with wine. It says you have to get drunk with Purim. What does that mean? It doesn't say you're supposed to get drunk with wine. Element bepuria. You're supposed to get drunk with Purim. Sheyishtakir mihapurim atzmai. That Purim is supposed to get you. You're supposed to be in a state the entire Purim. You see, people get drunk for a couple hours, right? The really frum ones, half a day. The truth is, chayvinish lipsume bepuria adla yoda is a mitzvah that's supposed to last you all of Purim. It doesn't mean drinking. Every element of Purim is in some way supposed to get you to Adlo Yoda. He says, "Sheyishtakim mi'apurim atzmai mechinas shchoiris v'loy miyayin, ki mikol haglum and iskavim shel Purim mechinas achas b'shana." He's going to explain in this piece today that every mitzvah of Purim, all the mitzvahs, Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah, the Suda, they're all in a way to get you to Adlo Yoda. They're all in a way to get you to Adla Yoda bin Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai, to unify, to turn Haman into Mordechai. It's not just through drinking. Yeah, when you're drunk, you can't tell the difference. But the truth is, every mitzvah of Purim is supposed to get you there. And he explains like this. The third paragraph, he says, Hinei in Yonei HaPurim Mischalkim L'Gimel Chalokim. This is a big Yisayid from the Nesiva Shalom. He talks about this in many, many parashias, that the Maral says there are three relationships you have to have if you want to have a perfect relationship, to perfect your relationship with Hashem. There should be chairs. There should be copies, hopefully. To perfect your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be a perfect Jew, there are three relationships you have to perfect. This is a big yesod from the Maharal. Always. If you're deficient, if there's a chisaron in one of these relationships, then you're not an Adam HaSholem. Right? We learned in Daf Yomi, I think in the sixth parak, that we paskin that if you have a small loaf of bread that's round, or a larger piece, according to many Tanaim, it's better to make the bracha on a small roll. So Rav Yitzel Petterberger, famously Rav Yitzel Ponovitcher, said that shows you that being an Adam HaSholem, being complete in your Yiddishkeit, is greater than someone who might be bigger in certain areas, but he's a slice. There's an Indian to be a Sholem. We were talking about this. We were talking about Rav Shechter. Mr. Sherman, we were talking about that Rav Shechter is someone, when he came a couple weeks ago, he's Adam HaSholem. That he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham, but he's also a mensch. And you have people that are tremendous Talmid Chachamim, but they're not a mensch. That means that they're deficient, they're not Sholem. So says the Maral, there are three relationships a Jew has to be Sholem in, to be a real Shlemus. What are those relationships? Shlemus Avodas Hashem. To be a complete Jew, you have to be three relationships. Sholem in Boiroi. You and Hashem have to be good. No complaints. No complaints for you to him, and no complaints for him to you. Sholem in Chaverev. You have to be good with other Yidden. Again, you can't just be good with Hashem and not good with other people. You have to be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to be good with other Jews. And the third one is Sholem im Atzmai. You have to be good with yourself. You have to be consistent within yourself. You have to not be a contradiction. You have to be good between you and Hashem, you and other Jews, and you yourself. Now we'll talk about what this means practically. But he says like this, Ubekulam, in each relationship it's possible. Yesh bechinas baruch Mordechai, bechinas arahama. Each relationship you could have that sometimes there's baruch Mordechai and that sometimes there's arahama. You and other Jews, that's an easy one. We'll talk about the other ones in a moment. You and other Jews, there could be Jews that you're baruch Mordechai with, but there could be Jews that you just can't get along with. And there's arahama, and that's not good. And that could be you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you yourself. Contradictions. Stiras, where sometimes you're Baruch Mordechai and sometimes you're Aruch Haman. The Avodah of Purim is to have each of these relationships perfected. To make Haman into Mordechai. That you're no longer Aruch Haman. Sometimes Aruch Haman, sometimes Baruch Mordechai. You realize the truth. You're always Baruch Mordechai. That's the Avodah of Purim, is to perfect each of these relationships. To understand what the problem with these relationships can be. And how each mitzvah hayoim, each mitzvah of Purim is to perfect it, is to fix it. Let's go through the first one. The first one is to fix you and Hashem. I'll tell you outside, then we'll read it inside. The truth is that a person could have a very complicated relationship with Hashem. A person can have complaints. A person can look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that sometimes there's Baruch Mordechai. Sometimes Hashem and I are good. Sometimes He takes care of me. Sometimes he likes me, and sometimes I feel embraced by him. But then there are times where there's Arur Haman. There are times where a Jew can look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I don't feel like you care right now. I don't feel like you're taking care of me. I don't feel like we're good. Sometimes we're Baruch Mordechai, but sometimes me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not Sholem. Sometimes there's Arur Haman. He says like this, the mitzvah that fixes the relationship between you and the Borei Olam is Kriyas HaMegillah. And we'll say, explain in a moment how. Michlal Hashemus and Boire. To perfect your relationship with the Creator, it's not okay. It's not okay to be good with other Jews, but if you're not good with Hashem, that's also not good. I mentioned this once from Rav Kluger. The Rav Kluger says one of the reasons why people have a hard time davening, because he says that if you get in a fight with your friend, the most uncomfortable place to be in is alone with that person. You don't want to talk to him right now. And you'd much rather talk to anybody else. And he says a lot of times the reason why people have a hard time davening is because if you and Hashem are not good, if you have complaints, or if you feel that he has complaints against you, if for whatever reason the relationship is not good, if there's an Arur Haman, then it's a very uncomfortable place. The shul is the most uncomfortable place for a Jew to be. So he says, Hine yesh zmanim, there are times, Shakadosh Baruch Hu oizel Yehudi. There are times where Hashem helps you. There are times where Hashem looks out for you. There are times where you and Hashem are good. Shemoichai v'libay psuchim, where your heart is open, umargish kirav l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you feel close to him, you feel like you're doing your job, you feel like he's doing his job to you, is Baruch Mordechai. There are times where you and Hashem are Baruch Mordechai. B'chin is Baruch Mordechai. But unfortunately, a lot of life, yeshnam zmanim chashuchim b'yoyser, there are times that are darker times, shemargish kinisrachik me'ad ne'Hashem, where you feel like you and Hashem haven't spoken in a while. You and Hashem are just not clicking. It could be your fault, or it could be from your small perspective, it could be his fault. But either way, we're not lining up. I don't feel like he's taking care of me. Usually the relationship goes that we complain against him. That's usually how it works. We usually don't like to hear the other way. There are times where there's Arur Haman. Yesh zmanim chashuchim b'yoyzeh shemargish kinisrachik mi'od mi'Hashem. You feel very far away, shenimtza behester, where you feel hidden b'nyoni gashmi b'nyoni ruchmin, both Gashmi is you don't feel like he's taking care of you. Ruchni is you b'chlal feel nothing. But chenid malay shehoshlech legamri chas v'shalom in b'chitzas yishal gadosh baruch, where you feel like your mamish not in his camp. Where you feel mamish very rochuk. Again, most of the time it's our fault, but l'maisa, you know, it's easier to blame. There are times where you just feel like it's Arur Haman. We're not talking right now. We're not talking. And he says, v'chenid malay shehoshlech legamri. Where our relationship used to be Baruch Mordechai, but sometimes it's Baruch Mordechai, but sometimes it's Arur Haman. Zehu hamatziv akasha b'yoyis Yehudin, as the Nesiv Shalom says, k'man every parsha, that's the most difficult tkufa for a Jew. Kichol oyin margish, kirv Hashem yizbaruch yesh b'koich elosis esakol, because he says this all the time, and that is, it's 100% true, is that if you feel close, if you feel dveikus, if you feel connected, then you can overcome anything. If you and Hashem are together, that's gam kielich, that there's nothing stopping you. Rav Kluger talks about this. He says that's the simcha of Adar. He says, what does it mean, simcha? People think simcha means accomplishment. Like you feel good, like I did good today. But he says there's mitzvah l'smoyach tamid. There's a mitzvah to be happy forever, always. You can't feel accomplished all the time. So he says, you know what simcha is? Simcha is knowing the very, which I talk about all the time, which seems simple, but it's knowing that just the how lucky you are that you and Hashem have a relationship. That's simcha. Because that's tamid. That you can always rely on. That you could always say, you know what, out of 7 billion people on planet Earth, thank God me and Hashem get to talk to each other. That's something. That's simcha. But he says a lot of times you don't feel it. A lot of times it feels like Arur Haman. And he says, Ki choloid margish kivla Hashem yisbarach yish b'koich ilosis hakol u'mesuga laver kolen esyoinis. You can pass by anything. But if you feel like you and Hashem are not talking, if you feel like Hashem's not caring about you, if you feel like he's not looking out for you, that you've done things that have distanced yourself, then it's Arur Haman. So he says, you know what fixes that? Adalo Yada doesn't just mean getting drunk. Every aspect of Purim is to get you to that point where you could change Haman into Mordechai. Where something looked like Haman and then he eventually turned into Mordechai. How do you turn that into the Arur Haman into Baruch Mordechai? By reading the Megillah. What's the avoid of reading the Megillah? The avoid of reading the Megillah, all the Svarim talk about this. And that is that the tremendous chus of reading the Megillah was that we got to see a stages along the way of how Hashem was constantly looking out for us. And even at times where it looks like he's not, he still was. It's very rare. It's kemat impossible to have that. Usually, people go through their lives hoping to see this, reading all those Instagram posts of how it's eventually, the storm is going to pass, and learn to dance in on the rain, and all these things that they pass around, and usually people don't get to see that. People just have to rely on Rabbanim, hopefully some Rabbanim tell them this, that eventually you'll find out. Well, in Purim, we got to find out. We got to see how every step along the way, even the steps that seemed devastating, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly watching out for us. And he was constantly taking care of us. And as I said this past Shabbos, even the Suda, where we did a terrible thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we slapped him in the face by going to the Suda of Achashverosh. Not only did he not turn his back on us, he made that the very Suda is the beginning of the Gula by killing Vashti, which led to the salvation of Esther. So when you read the Purim story, that fixes your relationship with Hashem. No longer can you think that I can push away Hashem and that he doesn't care about me, because you can't push him more than they pushed him, and he can't care about you more than he cared about them. And when you read the story of how, wow, mamish, how everything was mamish, hashkacha pratis, that he was there when Big Son and Seresh were talking, and he couldn't sleep that night, and it was serendipitous that Haman came to talk about Mordechai, mamish, all of this. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating that the darkest time was leading towards the Yeshua. The avoida of reading the Megillah is to fix, is to be mashlim, is to make your relationship with Hashem whole. That no longer will you have tkufas, no longer will you have periods of your life where it's Arur Haman, you could only look at it and say, it's taka o Baruch Mordechai. Because look how Baruch Mordechai it was then. So Kriyas HaMegillah fixes. Kriyas HaMegillah is Ada Lo Yada. Chai v'nish lipsumei bepuria. The avoid is to get drunk on Purim. Purim itself will get you to Ada Lo Yada. That doesn't mean you don't have to drink. You have to drink something. But the avoida is to fix that first relationship of you and Hashem, that you and Hashem, you have to be good with Hashem. Before you move on, you and Hashem have to be good. You can't have complaints. And you can't feel like He's distanced from you, and you can't have complaints. And the avoida is, it's not healthy. It's not healthy to have complaints. There are people that live their lives bitter. Bitter, bitter people complaining against Hashem when all He does is help you. All He does is help you. We get there are things that we would like. There are things that are not the way we would like. Okay. But 99% of the time, our lives are pretty good. The avoida is, Kriyas HaMegillah fixes that first corner of the pyramid of your relationship with the Bari Yoyal, that it makes your relationship, which sometimes is Baruch Mordechai, but a lot of times is Arur Haman. The avoida of Purim, when you hear the Megillah, the avoida is to look at what happened. That the Jewish people pushed Hashem away and He still stayed there. And not only did He stay there, He was looking out for them and taking care of them the whole time. And just like He was doing that for them, He's doing that for us as well. And that way you could look at your life and realize that those pockets that are Arur Haman are Taka Baruch Mordechai. The same way as Baruch Mordechai for them, it's Baruch Mordechai for you. That's how Kriyas HaMegillah fixes that first chelek, that relationship with Hashem. To remove all the complaints and to remove all the smallness and to realize that there's no distance. He's looking out and He's taking care, and eventually the Purim story will end. And we'll be able to trace back the Big Son and Seresh, as I said a couple weeks ago, that the Chafetz Chaim says, it's just all of our lives are just one long Purim story. And we just don't see the main things until it's over. That's the first step. Go to the left side of the top paragraph. Now let's move on to the second element. A lot of people focus their energies on fixing the relationship with Hashem. But the truth is, just as much effort has to be placed into fixing your relationship with other Jews. You can't just be a person that you and Hashem are good, but you're a jerk. You can't do it. There are a lot of people like that. It's not okay. You have to have ahava and achva. There has to be achdus between you and other Jews. The second relationship that a Jew has to have shleimus, that a Jew has to be good, it has to be Baruch Mordechai, no Arur Haman, is you another Yidden. Look in the left paragraph, he says, V'chein b'chelek shel shalim im chaveriv. Yesh b'chinas Arur Haman b'chinas Baruch Mordechai. This is a little easier to understand. Just like it is with you and Hashem. That there are times where there's Baruch Mordechai and there are times where you're complaining and you don't feel good and you feel like you're distanced from each other and you're Arur Haman. And the way to fix that is by reading the Megillah. So too says in the Nesiv HaShalom, there are other relationships, there are Jews out there that you have relationships with him that are Baruch Mordechai, and there are Jews that you have relationships of Mamish Arur Haman. And this is the easiest one to understand. You don't need deep Mashalom. It's the first one. If you're good with Hashem, then you have no idea what I'm talking about. If you're really not good with Hashem, then you don't know what I'm talking about either. This is easy. The avoda is, he says, Yesh Chaverim. There are Jews. Shemargish ki rab kroivin l'libay. Well, you feel good with them. You like them. They're your type of people. V'chem abgunim, v'ruyim. They're good and good people. V'chinis Baruch Mordechai. There are Yidden out there that you could point to, Baruch Mordechai. But he says, Yesh Aroyes Chaver, v'chinis Arur Haman. But there are other Jews that are Arur Haman. But you just can't get along. You just don't like them. And he says, sometimes, mach mashu ba'atzmai b'matzav yared. U'mashum nekach nidba loyal achayim she'en b'seder. Sometimes the reason why you don't get along with other people is because you're not doing well. And really, it's your own fault. And maybe if you would look back, I've had this, where there's people that I just couldn't get along with because they were just too cheery in the morning. I just couldn't stand it. And I realized, looking back, maybe if you weren't as miserable of a person in the morning, it's not his fault that he's smiling. You want to punch him in the face, but he's smiling. It's 6:20 in the morning. Why is he smiling? But that he's a happy guy. That's not him. That's you. But there are other times. But sometimes there are people, and the Nesiv HaShalom acknowledges, there are people that are Haman. There are people that are just not good people. And you can't get along with them because they're not nice to you. And they shush you too aggressively, or whatever people do. They drive you crazy. Legitimately, they're not great people. But the problem is you can't go through your life that you and other Yidden are Haman. The same way you have to be Muslim. The same way that it's not okay for you and Hashem to not be good, it's not okay to have Yidden that are not good with you. So if Kriyas HaMegillah is to fix that first part of your relationship, that first triangle, which is you and Hashem, to realize that He's always there for you, and it's only Baruch Mordechai, after Kriyas HaMegillah, what do we do in the morning? Mishloach Manos HaMatanos HaYayin. The avoid of Mishloach Manos HaMatanos HaYayin is to fix that second corner of the triangle, which is you and other Jews have to be good. See, this is, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. This became a very warped version of it. The truth is, Mishloach Manos is not supposed to be just to send to your best friends. That's not what it's supposed to be. The avoid of Mishloach Manos is supposed to be that you give it out to the people that you're not so friendly with. The Mishnah Berurah even says, if you have a chance to give Mishloach Manos Matanis, you have give Matanis of Yoinim. What Mishloach Manos became is like there's a list. And you check off who you want to send it to and who you don't want to send it to. But that's not what Mishloach Manos is supposed to be. Mishloach Manos is supposed to be to fix the relationship. Mishloach Manos is not necessarily just to reinforce the people that you like. That's already Baruch Mordechai. The avoid of Mishloach Manos is supposed to be to go to people that you have had times where you didn't get along with. And to try to make peace with them. He says, Ubipurim chayiv adam lipsume adalo yoda. The avoid of Adal Yod has been Arur Haman LeBaruch Mordechai is to fix that relationship also. To make every Jew Baruch Mordechai. The truth is, the Baal HaTanya writes this, even if you don't like the person. But there's qualities. It's the famous Rabbi Nachman and Reish Pei Beis of Nekudas Toivus, is to find there are elements of that person that's good. And you know the guy shushed you very hard, and he was not nice about it. But maybe take a second and realize, he wants to daven. Okay. And should he have done this? No. And was he not nice about it? Yes. But maybe you shouldn't have been talking. And to try to get into their perspective, the avoid of Purim is not just a Mishloach Manos, I have my theme, and it works with my costume, there you go, I gave it to my three friends. The avoid of Mishloach Manos is to fix your relationship with other Jews, to sit down and think, who should I make amends with right now? Because I can't have Yidden out there, special Jews, that I have, Arur Haman. That's not okay. And he says, Shezel Inyan Mitzlos Mishloach Manos Ishlayeyu. The reason why Chazal instituted Mishloach Manos Ishlayeyu is not just to festive. It's to fix that relationship. Mikra Megillah takes care of you and Hashem. And Mishloach Manos is supposed to take care of you and other Yidden. Laharbis Hareyes Viadidis. Kviloilum Medim Chazal Mitzah Haftar Yachachamaycha. Look at the Rambam says regarding Haftar Yachachamaycha. Chayiv Adam Le'ev Kol Echad Ve'echad Miyisrael Kegufoy. You have to love every Jew like he's yourself. What that means is, we all have flaws, but we're willing to overlook those flaws within ourselves. So we have to at least try to give that same courtesy to others. Because when we shush other people, we're being righteous. And when we do that thing, of course we're right, because I'm doing it. But when that other guy does it, what a mechutzef. What's the difference? The answer is, because it's not me. The avoid of Purim is to try to analyze the people that you don't get along with, and all of a sudden, for one day a year, take pictures and give Mishloach Manos and Instagram, all these things, and be besimcha. That's the avoida. Shezu madregel yoyne b'yoyse la'ayv k'gufay kolechad ve'echad be'ezim matzav shehu. To try to take a moment and think, maybe they're not doing well because maybe they're having difficulties in their lives. Difficulties that you're not aware of. This is I wouldn't say it's not a perk. One of the elements of being involved in a shul, and especially my father more than I am, but you get to know that everyone has pekelach. Everyone has pekelach. There's nobody who doesn't. And you might think, oh, everything is good in his life. No. And maybe the reason why he's a little tough sometimes is because he's going through a very difficult time. And if you would take the moment to actually, I think my sister wrote this in the newsletter last week, that was it Azoiv Tazavima, that you're supposed to take off the bag of the Chamor Seinacha, right? Roivitz Tachas Masoi, if you see your enemy's donkey, take off his package. So I think Ramelech Biderman said, what it means is that if you have an enemy, Let him unload his package onto you for a minute. Meaning, try to take a second and understand why he's like that. People are not just evil. It's not like a comic book. They're not like that. They have reasons for this. And maybe if you'd allow yourself to unload his bag on you for a minute, he would no longer be your sainacha. He wouldn't be as bad as you'd think. That's the avodah. So you have Mikra Megillah fixes his mashlim, makes it that Baruch Mordechai is the only thing that you see between you and Hashem. That there's no longer Arur Haman, it's just Baruch Mordechai. And now you move on to Mishloach Manus Ishlariyeyu, Matanus Avyoinim, that you can make it that all the relationships that you have with other Jews is also just Baruch Mordechai. Where you no longer have Jews that you can't stand that are Arur Haman. You make it one day a year, everyone's Baruch Mordechai. And what's the last triangle? The last triangle, says the Maral, is to be a Jew who's a complete Yid. You have to be good with Hashem, you have to be good with other Jews, and you have to be good with yourself. Which is that you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror when no one's around. That you have to not be a contradiction. So what's the last step? So I'll tell you outside and we'll read inside. He says like this, a lot of times people have a contradiction in themselves that they look at themselves as two different people. That they look at it that when I'm in shul, and when I'm doing well, and when I'm learning, and when I'm davening, I'm a tzaddik. But what about the other 17 hours a day? What about the other times? I'm not doing averis, but I'm not Ruchayim Kanievsky. There's my Baruch Mordechai, there's the time periods where I'm Oyved Hashem Begiloy, where I'm serving Hashem clearly, but then there are times, most of my day, where I'm sitting at the DMV, or I'm sitting online, and I'm sitting in traffic. That's not Baruch Mordechai. That's not, that's at best a waste of time. And the problem is, as long as a Jew looks at himself like that, as long as a Jew looks at himself as 16 hours a day, I'm not serving the Creator, then I can't look at myself in the mirror. Because I'm a contradiction. Of course you're a contradiction if you do averis. You gotta cut that out. Let's all cut that out right away. Get rid of averis. Because if you do averis, then you attack a Baruch Mordechai, as the Baal Tanya says, then at that moment you're a Rasha. Now you can't handle that. So you got to stop doing that. But even the rest of that, so fine, so I won't do averis anymore. But I'm not Baruch Mordechai the whole day. For 16 hours a day, I'm sitting there in my job, and I'm wasting my time, I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I was at Baruch Mordechai. How am I any different than any guy off the street? What's the difference? I'm on the same subway they are, so what's the chiluk? He says, look in the second to bottom paragraph. V'chein yesh b'purim inyan shalim im atzmai. After Purim, after you read the Megillah and you perfected your relationship with Hashem, and then after that you've given Mishloach Manos and you've perfected your relationship with other Jews, now it's time to fix yourself. Again, this doesn't mean to stop doing averis, because we're not talking about that. We're talking about being consistent, being able to look at yourself always as a Baruch Mordechai. What does this mean? He says, Shetafkid hayoi mechias amolek besur meira. He says, Gam bazeh, regarding yourself, Nemar Chayev Libsume Adal Yoda bin Arhamla Baruch Mordechai. Even yourself, you have to be able to look at yourself as Baruch Mordechai and not Arhaman. And first of all, by the way, before he even gets to what he's saying, I saw that Rav Kluger talks about this, and this is not a dangerous premise, but you have to make sure that this doesn't go too far. But there's a concept that you have to cut yourself some slack. Now, I'm very cautious. I don't like to talk about that in public and shul because I think we cut ourselves slack a lot, but I don't want to go too far. But he says, you know, you have to be able to be kind to yourself also. If anyone else were to come to you and to complain about their day and all that they, you know, their downfalls, what would you do? You give them a chizuk talk. But you berate yourself. What did Haman say? V'chol zeh einenu shavali. All that I have is nothing because I don't have something else. There's an avoid of a Jew to just, to be happy with yourself. To be happy with yourself. But he says like this, but what does it mean on Purim? Tekasher adam ein shalom im atzmai. If you're not complete with yourself, ein shalom ba'atzmi, az ba'oiske b'tarev avoyde b'chines Baruch Mordechai, then how does a Jew look at himself? Before Chassidus, how did you look at yourself? So he said, the way you looked at yourself is that when you're davening, and when you're learning, you're Baruch Mordechai. On Shabbos, you're Baruch Mordechai. In shul, with your tefillin on, you're a tzaddik. V'ilu beis oskoi. But then what happens for the rest of the day when you're at your job and you're sitting on the computer and doing whatever people that have jobs do? I'm sure it's stuff. You sit and whatever you do with your computer or whatever. I've seen it. And they type whatever. So what are you doing? How are you Baruch Mordechai? How are you serving Hashem then? He says, V'shakur b'tayva yisav chumri yisav, you're just doing it for money? Harib b'chinis ar haman. Imam sh'ar haman. So how do you make yourself complete? How do you, you've already looked at Hashem, he's Baruch Mordechai only. And other Jews, oh, they're all Baruch Mordechai. But how are you Baruch Mordechai the whole day? So he says like this, Purim comes to fix that as well. Purim gets us to be able to make no longer a separation. What is the avoid of Purim? What do? We do very physical acts. I think the Chavetz Chaim said this, that if you'd walk into someone's house by the Purim Suda, besides for the drunk, let's say they're not like really hammered, it wouldn't look so different than how Goyim celebrate Thanksgiving. Your family's getting together, they're eating, they're making jokes, they're happy. It's very physical. So says the Nesiv HaShalom, that act is to perfect yourself. What does that mean? That act is to instill within you the truth, and that is that the way a Jew acts, when a Jew does things that seem mundane, when you go to work, when you walk down the street, when you talk, when you walk, when you eat, when you sleep, when you go to the bathroom, all of these things, while it might seem to be the same as a guy, while it might seem to be the same as every other person in the world, if you do it for the right reason, if you do it in order to serve Hashem, if you go to work, not because you want money, but because you need money in order to buy kosher food, all of a sudden that act is now Kodesh Kedoshim. That act is now serving Hashem Yoimim V'layla. It would have been very easy on Purim, on the exalted day of Purim, for us to fast and sit in Beis Medrash and to sit and learn like we do on Yom Kippur. But that's not the avoida. The avoida is to go and to eat and to enjoy yourself and to do things that everyone else does on their holidays, but to do it differently. But to do it as a Jew. And that's the chiluk. And once a Jew realizes that yesod, that I can do, again, you should try to learn as much as you can and daven as much as you can. But we're all realistic and we live in a world where you have to go out and you have to be a person. But you're not disconnecting yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Sheker Gomer. That's a very sad thought. To think that a Jew is disconnected from Hashem for 16 hours a day is a terrifying thought. It's not true. You can go through those things, but the avoida is to uplift the Gashmi. It's not to run away from it. It's to uplift it. I gave a shir on this once. There's a very famous ma'isa that the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say over, that he felt, it seems like a simple story, but he looked at it as the hashkaf of all of Yiddishkeit. There's a ma'isa that they go, I'll say very bekitzer, because it's going to take too long. Very bekitzer. They say a ma'isa that one of the Hasidim once got for the Baal Tanya. I mentioned this once, it's a fantastic, Rebbe gave a whole ma'amar on this, that they once bought from the Baal Tanya, they wanted him to get a snuff box. So that he could get tobacco. And the Baal Tanya didn't want to receive it. He said, there's only one aver that I don't have taiva for, and that's my nose. I don't need to add taiva to it, so I'm good. But he said, I'm not going to return the gift. I'm going to use the mirror as a mirror to check tefillin. So when they told this over to the Tzemach Tzedek, they said that what the Baal Tanya did was he broke off the top, he got rid of the bottom, and he used the top as a mirror for tefillin. So Tzemach Tzedek said, my grandfather's avoida was not to break. He never broke anything. He didn't break himself, and he didn't break another Jew. What most likely he did is he didn't break off the top, he just removed that little metal hinge. Okay, it's a nice story, whatever, I don't know the symbolism. The Baba Chevrogans gave a maimer, he says, that's all of life. All of life is the understanding that you could take a snuff box and you could turn it into checking your tefillin. That you could turn something that's very physical and it can mamish be an avoida to check your tefillin, but you don't have to break anything. The avoida is not to break. The avoida is to take that little piece of metal, that subtlety, and just to remove it, that little ego, where all of a sudden, instead of going to eat because I love food and I eat a lot, but I'm doing it because I want to have strength in order to serve Hashem, just remove that little piece of metal. And I'm going to the same job everybody else is, and I'm on the same subway everyone else is, but I'm going with the intention that wherever I go, I wear a yarmulke and I serve my Creator, and I want to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever I go. Then all of a sudden, you just remove that little piece of metal, and that action, which was a snuff box before, is now checking your tefillin. That's the avoida. The avoida, the suda sayoim, the day when you're eating the suda, the avoida is not just to get drunk to the point you have no idea where you are. The avoida is to realize that that's how you perfect yourself. That's how you shalom in yourself. That's how you could look yourself in the mirror. that my whole day I'm Baruch Mordechai. If I want to be Baruch Mordechai, I can be Baruch Mordechai all day. I don't have to be an Aruch Haman the whole day. And I'm not less than someone who's necessarily Oisik in Torah, because I have to do what I'm doing, I have to work, and my avoid is not to sit in the base medrash, but I'm doing it for the right reason. I'm doing it in order to help support those people. I'm doing it in order to be able to buy kosher food, to send my kids to yeshiva, in order to make a Kiddush Hashem wherever I go, so that Jews, so that people look at me, and I dragged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to every corner of the world. When you do that, then all of a sudden, you're now elevating creation, you're Baruch Mordechai the whole day. That's what Purim's about. Purim is the whole day Chayvin Shabsume Bepuri Adlo Yoda. The avoid is to turn Purim into Adlo Yoda. Not just when you're drunk. You go through every step of the day that by Mikra Megillah you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caring about you the whole time. Even when we've done things that we're not proud of, he's still taking care of us. There's only Baruch Mordechai. And then you give Mishloach Manos and you realize that other Jews are very good people. They're good people. And even the ones that aren't so good, there's a reason for it. But they're good people. And when you try to work on that and you realize there's they're Baruch Mordechai's there. They might have some Aruch Hamans on the edge. But there's bigger, deep down, they're all Baruch Mordechai's. And then you go to the Suda and you're able to realize that the Avodas Hayoyim is not to fast. And it's not to clap al chait, and it's not to wear talisim. It's to eat like everybody else is eating, and to drink and to enjoy yourself, but to do it like a yid. That we have our yom tovim, and it's not like theirs. And it's that subtlety, that little piece of metal that if you're able to remove, it's mamash a different avoda where you go from a snuff box to checking your tefillin, and you can be sholem begufoy, and you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I am Baruch Mordechai to the best that I can. I'm Baruch Mordechai all of the day. I'm Baruch Mordechai. When I sleep, I'm Baruch Mordechai. When I go to the bathroom, I'm Baruch Mordechai. We're going in Daf Yomi. You spend tomorrow talking about what to eat and how to avoid this and how to go to the bathroom. All these things, because that's what Yiddishkeit is life. It is like, it's not just when you're here. It's not a kunst to find Hashem here. What's impressive is to find Hashem on Wall Street and all these places and in the sky and all these places. That's the Chiddush. To be able to be able to be shalom gufay, to realize that a Jew is able to serve Hashem as long as you walk the way a Jew walks, and you talk the way a Jew talks, and you act the way a Jew acts, and you shouldn't be contradictions. There's no contradictions. You're Baruch Mordechai the whole time. It shouldn't be that when I see you in shul and when I see you at your office, you're an unrecognizable person. That's the problem. You're Baruch Mordechai the whole time. You talk the way a Jew talks. You walk the way a Jew walks. That's the avodah. And once you said, then you could be serving Hashem the whole time. That's Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Miklal Yisrael, and Shalom Begufay. Once you do that, that's a productive 24 hours. That's what Purim is. To perfect those triangles, to perfect those elements of creation, if we do that, then that's Shleimus. Bez Hashem, we shall go into Purim and realize the opportunity to focus, what to focus on, to perfect ourselves in every aspect of creation, because it's not enough just to be good in one or two out of three, all three. Baruch Mordechai Lagamri. And once we reveal that there's only Baruch Mordechai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Kulei Toiv, which is Mashiach Tzadkenu B'Hevimenu. Amen.